Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told Marines in California this week that the U.S. should be prepared, if necessary, to go it alone to oust Saddam Hussein. The saber-rattling against Iraq comes as the U.S. steps up high-profile hunting missions for al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. For military families, such news is followed very closely because of the potential personal impact. For the last 6 months, NPR's David Malpas has been following one group of Marines that's headed overseas. He reports on how their families are coping.
The 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit and their Navy teammates have been training for their turn, patrolling the seas near the Persian Gulf and around the Middle East. Tuesday, they began steaming across the Atlantic after loading up from the beaches around Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. M1 tanks and light armored vehicles plowed through the sand onto naval landing craft for the ride a couple miles offshore to three waiting ships. Once on station in the Mediterranean, this quick reaction force of 2,200 men and women will be ready to launch helicopter raids and other missions in 27 countries. The beach send-off had one slightly unusual ceremonial twist.
Lieutenant Finn, front center.
Police Captain David Hanna of the New York Port Authority was on hand to present the Marines with an American flag superimposed over the image of the World Trade Center. Hanna said, being allowed this special connection with the Marines is a big morale boost for the police, who lost so much on 9/11.
On that date, we lost 37 police officers. In addition to that, we lost 37 civilian employees of the Port Authority. Police-wise, this represents the largest loss of life for any police department in our nation's history.
The Port Authority flag was immediately placed on top of one of the Marine tanks. Marine family members on hand for last goodbyes say this kind of identification with their mission by the public means a lot to them. Elizabeth Sisto says it's one of many changes since her husband's previous deployment overseas. He's a combat photographer.
Jeff was buying me, rugs in Morocco and pottery in Italy, and he had a lot of Liberty ports. And it's not like that anymore. It's kind of weird, but it almost makes me feel like maybe what my grandmothers went through in World War II. I feel a bond with that generation now, like sending my guy off to war, basically.
Sisto, who's in her early 20s, says she and her husband have talked a lot to prepare for this day, and she's about as ready as she can be.
Emotionally, I've done it before, so I guess I know the ups and downs. I know when it's going to start to get hard.
When does it start to get hard?
Now.
It's okay.
It's been kind of a weepy day today. And I think the first month kind of goes by pretty quickly, actually. But it starts to get hard when you realize there's so much more time to go.
This is the second six-month deployment for Melissa Sutton and her husband, Kenneth, once when they were engaged and now after less than 3 months of marriage. The separations can generate a lot of doubts, she says.
I didn't know if we were going to be two totally different people being away from each other for so long. Everybody changes so much, and when they come back, it's almost like meeting with a stranger because you haven't seen them in so long. It's kind of a make-or-break thing. You're either going to strengthen your relationship and support each other. It also leaves a big potential to sort of grow apart.
Longtime Marine spouses say it never is easy, but there are lots of support networks on base. Many talk about their faith getting them through, and some cheer for email, which is now available to most sailors and Marines at sea. Juliet Schreider likes to say her husband is safer than she is. After all, she says, he's surrounded by 2,000 other Marines, and they all have guns.
This is what he wants to do, and as a wife, I support it, and I stay busy, and I have my own career where I really don't have time to think about what he's doing, so there isn't so much anxiety. It's like, okay, get going so you can get back, and you're going to have a great time, and I'll be fine without you.
The Navy chaplain with this group of Marines says they need to compartmentalize their lives while at sea. Take time to think about family every day, but then let it go and keep the focus on their jobs as Marines. Corporal Michael Linhart, a machine gunner with a wife and newborn at home, is confident he can do that, saying with a smile, "It's in my contract."
I mean, don't get us wrong. There will be times where we're, depressed. Oh, man, gosh, this sucks, but other times you're like, wow, I'm a Marine. I'm doing what I joined to do, and it just pumps you up.
Or, as another young Marine put it, we're living and breathing for the danger. That's our job. That's the way they all talk. The 24th Expeditionary Unit is scheduled to go to Kosovo first. Assignments after that are anyone's guess. They are scheduled to sail home early next year, if the U.S. is not at war. David Malpas, NPR News, Onslow Beach, North Carolina.